For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Brianna Jordy, a senior defender out of Thief River Falls, Minnesota, who had two assists in Game 1 against St. Cloud State. And Bree, you set up Lydia Passholt and Kiki Radke just perfectly in the Friday game against St. Cloud State. Walk us through that first goal. You know, when you get the puck to Lydia, you know she's going to strike, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Lydia on her one-timer side, well, it's pretty dangerous. Even though a tip worked, Lydia with the puck, it's a good chance.
And then you helped set up the goal for Kiki Radke. It was a long pass to Haluska. Haluska found Radke. As a defender, how fun is it to get up in the play?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's way more action. It's a little different skating forward, but it's really fun.
You being a senior this year, how much do you think you've improved as a player since your freshman year?
My freshman year, I felt like I didn't even know how to play hockey, honestly. The way they were teaching me, like, defensive zone, it was crazy how much I still had to learn coming into college, but it was a really good experience. And then progressing to senior year, there's a lot of experience behind it and helps a lot.
Your team wins 4-1. In the game, first game of the weekend series against St. Cloud State. They're still looking for their first win of the year in league play. How dangerous does that make them going into game two?
It is a good push for them. It'll give them something to work for to get their first W, but we just got to keep playing our game, getting lots of shots on net, be really good in the D zone, and hopefully that makes us win.
You're getting some great goaltending from Lauren Bench. You as a defender, what kind of confidence does it give you playing in front of her?
Oh, it gives us tremendous confidence. We can do plays we're not usually comfortable doing because we know we have a solid brick wall behind us. And yeah, it allows us to do creativity and gets the play going up the ice a lot faster.
You've been playing alongside Mac Lange. How close are you two?
Oh, we're very close. We've been playing since we're about 5 to 10 years old. Defense the whole time. I've had lots of stories in the past. It's really nice now that I'm a senior. It's my last, kind of bittersweet that it's my last year playing with her when I started with her.
Bree, what's been your favorite thing about being part of Bemidji State Women's Hockey?
There's honestly too much, but the family that really brings it all in. It's started off coming in for my official. It was just so welcoming. Everything, the coaches, the players, the way people are taught, the opportunities you get. But the family is who you're with 24/7. You maybe get a little break from them on a Sunday, which won't happen most of the time, but yeah, it's the family.
What is your major and what do you hope to do when you're done?
Community health, and I plan to go to college a little bit longer to go to nursing.
Why'd you choose nursing?
I don't know. I love helping people. I love being in the fast-paced environment.
Who are your roommates this year?
I live with Lauren Bench, Jacqueline Casa, Haley Mack, and Heather Olson.
What's that been like?
Oh, it's very fun. Lots of stories.
Lots of stories you can't share here.
Yes.
Bree, do you have a pregame ritual? What do you do as you get ready for a game day?
I don't really have any major rituals, I guess. Maybe have a tea and a shake before a game. Talk to a few people. Little handshake with Mac. That's about it.
Do you have any kind of music you listen to before a game?
Nope, not really.
You just think, right?
Just think and go with the flow.
As you were growing up, who was your favorite hockey player?
Pavel Datsyuk.
If you could play any other sport besides hockey, what would you play?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Honestly, I've always wanted to be in gymnastics, but Thief River has never had that, or anyone around us, so.
Being from Thief River Falls, Minnesota, in the state of hockey, what does it mean to be able to have played your college career here for Bemidji State?
Well, it's a nice short drive. It means a lot. I've been able to come and watch lots of games as a kid, and I've had former players come play here, I actually was the first high school team, Thief River versus Bemidji, to ever play in this rink, the first high school game, so that was pretty cool. I don't know, a nice facility going from the Ralph to the Sanford. It's really, really nice.
You also got to participate in Minnesota Hockey Day Minnesota. What was that like?
Oh, that was so fun. It was very cold, but it was a really good experience. I'm glad I got to experience that in my short 4 years here. So, especially in Bemidji, Minnesota, there's a lot of other things outside of just the hockey that was fun to see, watch other teams play, practice at the outdoor rink. Lots of fun.
Bree, it's been fun visiting with you. Thanks again for your time, and good luck against St. Cloud and the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.